Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, Funnel Hackers, welcome back. This has been kind of a crazy story over the last couple days. We're getting ready here for Funnel Hacking Live. You probably listen to this after Funnel Hacking Live, but just want to kind of get you caught up on some of the craziness stuff that's been going around the office. Just late nights and everything else, and the repercussions of late nights. So let me kind of tell you what happened. It was two nights ago. I was working late here at the office. Russell, myself, we had almost half the offices that was in here. We had Nick and John and Brent and Jake, and it was just getting late. It was one of those things where everyone's just putting in time. Russell had to take off to take care of some family stuff. And I ended up staying super late that night. And as he was leaving, basically said, you know, Dave, if you want, I know you got a lot on your plate. If you want to go ahead and I'll take the early workout time at 6 a.m. if you want to take the 9 o'clock. And I'm like, that would be fantastic. I'd love to get some rest. So Russell took the 6 a.m. workout time and I took the 9. And when I got there, I woke up totally refreshed. And what happened is it typically does is all of a sudden it was, you know, 8:30, or it was about 7:30, and my phone and my email, everything else just started blowing up, and the day just got way out of control, and I'm going, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't even go to this workout. I got so much I got to get done. I can't do this. And I thought, you know what, I have to. It's not fair to Eric. I just need to go. I'll do the workout. In fact, you know, I'll just go early was my thought. I just go early, and then I can kind of get a head start. So I was supposed to be there 9. I got over there 8:30, and Eric happened to pull in right behind me. Eric's the guy who's been training Russell and I. And when we got there, I said, listen, Eric, my day has just gone crazy. I have to be out of here by 9:30. I just really, there's so much going on. I just cannot afford to be late. So if we just make sure we get through this thing real quick and just get this thing done. He goes, oh, no problem, Dave. We'll get after it. And man, did we ever. I was so sore. I was just beat. There was like no rest between. It was just like, oh my gosh, I'm just exhausted. Doing legs, and it got to that point where it was 9:20. I'm tired. I'm like, I got a whole day in front of me. I didn't get much sleep last night, or didn't feel like I did. And then all of a sudden, he brings out the dreaded, most painful symbol of torture that I just hate. I just cringe at. I start to sweat more than I normally do just because I'm like, I know how painful this is going to be. What he brought out is what we refer to as the BFR bands. It stands for blood flow resistance bands. And so what you basically do is you put this almost like a tourniquet at the top of your thighs, and then you inflate it. It's like a surgical – it's like fabric that has a surgical tube inside, and you inflate this tube up so that it basically cuts off a lot of the blood flow to your legs. And the whole idea is basically it helps you get a larger pump. It helps you get actually – to isolate more muscle, it helps build more muscle faster. It depletes the oxygen and just it really the idea is a great idea. The only problem is it's super super painful. And then the idea is you then do step up onto the box. So you put it on one leg, you put that leg up on about a box that's 18 inches, 2 feet off the ground, and you do step ups. You do 30 of them, and then you get done with that and take a little bit of a rest, and then you do 15, and then you take a little rest. You do 15, take a little rest, and then you do 15. So you do 75 of these stupid step-ups with taking a break between them, and then you do, now you're halfway done. Now you got to go to the other leg. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just don't want to do this. I just don't want to do this. And I said, you know what, Eric, listen, I got so much going on right now. I just don't have time for this. I'm just going to bail. And so I did, and I could see the look on his face like, you're quitting. Are you really going to quit right now? I'm like, Eric, I said, listen, I just got to go. And so I bailed out, went to the house, showered, got to the office. When I arrived at the office, we just finished our daily stand-up. And during that daily stand-up, Russell told everyone that I was been late at the office last night, and he and I switched times, so I get my workout in, and which was great. And then I'm walking by Shane's desk, and he goes, hey, Dave, innocently just asked, so how was your workout? And right then and there, all of the memory and all of the pain of my cheating myself out, I just felt terrible. And I just broke out into this into this confession. I felt like I was literally, Father, forgive me for I have sinned type of a thing. And I went through and basically told him, listen, this is what happened. I got there and I cheated. I didn't do the blood flow resistant bands.
And I left. I just didn't do it. And they all laughed, and I'm sure they didn't think anything else about it the whole day. But I did. And it literally just started to bug me throughout the entire day. And so I started, I knew, the only one who knew and the only one who got hurt by my quitting was me. It didn't impact Russell. It didn't impact Eric. It didn't impact Shane. It didn't impact anybody at the office. Just me. And I reflected on the poem that my grandfather gave me, I don't know, 20 plus years ago. I was serving a mission for our church, and I was having some hard times. It was just frustrating. And he sent me a letter and just basically said, you know, Dave, what matters more than anything else is that you're honest with yourself, you're true to yourself. And he said, you know, there's a poem that I really like, and so I'm going to include this poem in here. And the poem is called The Man in the Glass. So I'm going to read it to you here. It says, when you get what you want in your struggle for self and the world makes you king for a day, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. You may be like Jack Horner and chisel a plum and think you're a wonderful guy, but the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. He's the fellow to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear to the end, and you've passed your most dangerous, difficult test if the man in the glass is your friend. You may fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you've cheated the man in the glass. And I totally did. I cheated myself out. I was the person. No one else is impacted at all by what I did. And again, is it that big of a deal in the eternal realm of things? No. But the problem is it's these little tiny small things that make up. And it's when you start cheating yourself out, you prevent yourself from the growth that you need. And I see this in business all the time. And I was thinking about, you know, how many uncomfortable situations do you put yourself in to grow? Are you trying to find the easy way out? Are you always trying to cheat a little here and cheat a little there? And then you get frustrated when things don't work or when you don't have the skill set or you haven't learned it. It's like, so how many of those uncomfortable situations are you avoiding? And I can tell you right now, the key is you got to stop avoiding growth opportunities in your life. You actually have to look for ways of growing. You got to look for those things that are uncomfortable that actually will help you to grow, to become the man, the woman, the person that actually will help you in your business, that allows you to get beyond and separate yourself from everyone else out there. Yeah, it's one of those things I've seen so many times, and that is you're either growing or you're dying. You're never standing the same. You're just never the same standing still. And too often, a lot of us are always looking for the comfortable way out, the easy way out. And I'm just a huge believer in the fact you've got to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Being an entrepreneur, being a business owner, that's uncomfortable. But the key is you keep pushing through that. You got to find out, what am I doing? What are the things? Am I looking for easy way outs? Am I looking to cheat the system here? Because realize when you're cheating the system, you're only cheating yourself. So there's a couple things I learned through this whole process. Now, the first thing I learned is I need to exercise first thing in the morning because I literally will cheat otherwise if I don't. So the way I avoid my cheating is by having the discipline of actually doing it first thing in the morning. The other thing I've realized is the impact of momentum. Momentum helps average people like me to obtain greatness. It's just one of those things. And the way I get momentum is by starting off with stacking successes early in the day. That success, that stacking of little tiny successes might be as little as even making your bed. It might be as little as getting to the gym. It might be one of those things where you just have to find some way of just getting that next thing, of doing whatever it takes to make sure that you're building up those wins. Because the more wins you can stack earlier in the day, the easier it is for you to deal with all the other crap and all the other stuff that happens in business as you continue to fight and to push and to go through it. Because it's going to be there. You're going to run across it. It's one of the most frustrating things about life is you have to find a way of stacking wins. The other thing, just to kind of complete the story here, is that next morning I woke up early, I went to the gym, I did the cardio that I promised Eric I was going to do, and then I went back over to Russell's gym, I strapped on those BFR bands, I pumped it up, and I did those crazy stair-stepping things, all because I didn't want to cheat myself out. And again, when I put those bands on, it wasn't for anyone else but me. No one else was around. There was no fanfare. There was no bragging at the office. But you know what? I knew I'd done it. And that's what mattered most. And I think so often as you take a look at things, sometimes it's, you know, we talk a lot about this fact, you're one funnel away. And people go, well, gosh, how many funnels is that? I don't know. But I can tell you learn something with every single funnel that you build. And the key here is to make sure that you don't cheat yourself. Don't cheat yourself out of the learning experience. Do whatever it takes. get good at a skill set, master that skill set. There's so much reward that comes in mastery that so many people, they just are afraid to actually pay the price of mastery. So pay the price. You'll always be blessed for it. Your business will be better for it. You'll be a better person. Your family will be better people for it. So have an amazing day. Get out there, crush it. And just remember, you're one funnel away. By the way, speaking of one funnel away, if you don't know, we actually are doing a one funnel away challenge. And this is probably the best thing you could ever do to commit to doing something on a regular basis, every single day. So if you go to onefunnelaway.com, if you check it out, onefunnelaway.com, we have a challenge that starts about every 30 days. It's typically towards the end of the month, the beginning of the month. And what you'll find is you literally get a challenge every single day. And I can tell you, those people who have actually doing it are seeing massive results. So if you don't know what to do, the first thing I tell you to do right now is go to onefunnelaway.com. So again, onefunnelaway.com, take the challenge. You'll be better for it. Have an awesome day. You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it. And it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.